These two are now married and they are serving the Lord very faithfully. But what happened to that woman who does the criticism? She has not even appeared, been seen in any church. She turns up in church only to give out the criticism. Or else, when she makes an offering, she makes sure that everybody in the church can see it. She waves her five-pound notes over her head and says, "Look, I have something to offer to the church, don't tell anybody about it." Such is why the Lord Jesus says, "You hypocrite." You don't see the beam sticking in your eye and you want to help somebody else. We still have not answered the question then, why is it that we are so good at seeing the weaknesses in other people but not the great faults in ourselves? I tell you something, brothers and sisters, if you hear anybody criticizing, the first thing to do is take a good look at that person's life. From my experience, I have learned that the most critical people are the people with the most spiritual problems in their own life. It is these kind of people who haven't got what we were studying in Matthew 6 right. Their relation with the Lord, there is something seriously wrong with it there. Where there is not love, there is going to be criticism. Where there is no genuine love, there will definitely be criticism. Never believe a person who says to you, "I love you, therefore I criticize you." That is absolute hypocrisy. Don't believe a word of it. The person who is concerned about you will come to you lovingly and say, "Look, brother, you have this thing I'm not fit to share with you, but I would like," and he never talks to anybody else about his disagreement with you or his criticism. He never mentions to anybody else. Only you are the only one to know it. That is love. But there are people who say, "I don't agree with you," but they never tell you why, in what point they haven't agreed with you. They leave you completely in the dark. Everybody else knows that they don't agree with you, but you don't know why. That is called love. In what sense? This is such a hypocrisy. So you see, where there is not love, then this attitude of critical attitude will certainly come up. Take a husband and wife. When they first get married, oh, it's sweetness, isn't it? Heaven on earth. They're holding hands all the time. They are gazing in each other's eyes. It's really beautiful. Wait till 2 years pass.
But
some people, you don't even have to wait 2 years.
有些人你完全唔需要等到兩年。
And then what happens? Oh, the small argument starts.
啊，咁點啊？啊，嗰啲啊細嘅啊唔同意嘅地方嘅嘈鬧咧就會發生啦。
So why do you always do things in this way?
點解你成日都咁樣做法噶？
And the other one says, why? And why should you do it in that way? And so the argument begins.
咁其他嘅啊，點解要咁樣做咧？咁所以咧呢、這個啊嘈吵咧就開始啦。
And then you find the argument gets louder and louder.
咁我睇下呢個嘅嘈吵咧就會越嚟越大聲，越嚟越大聲。
You see what happened? That is because the foundations of love was very weak to begin with.
你大家聽到點解咧？就因為愛嘅根基係唔夠完善，夠。
I wish that before two people got married, they really know that they love each other and don't fancy each other for a while.
我希望嗰啲大家結婚嘅人，佢唔係佢係真正大家認識大家係愛大家，而唔係咧只係喜好大家一段嘅時間。
Because when the love disappears, and all of us who have been children or you have seen other people's marriages, you have seen what happens between your father or mother or uncles or friends of yours, their fathers and mothers, you have seen all the terrible conflict that begins. Love dies, and then there is only criticism all the time. Now you see, the original commitment to one another, the love for one another has disappeared. Now it's only commitment to myself.
在起初的彼此的相爱，彼此的托付已经是没了，现在成为了自己，他的爱只是爱自己。
So I'm going to insist on my way, that's the way to do it.
所以我一定是要决定是要做在我的方法那里。
And when two people are going to insist on their own way, then that's the end of the marriage.
假如呢有两个人都是一定要很固执的来做用他的方法来做事的话，那这个婚姻就会完蛋了。
That's why in 1 Corinthians 13 it says, love does not insist on its own way. It says, what would you like to have?
所以在哥林多那里提到，爱不是固执的支撑，而是在你自己那个方法那里。
So coming back to this question, why do you see the splinter in the other person's eye? The answer is now clear. The answer is because you have never really loved that person at all.
So here, the 答复就在这里了，就是为什么我们只看到人的刺呢？就是因为呢，你从来都没爱这个人。
And why is it when you have a beam in your own eye, you don't know it?
为什么在你的眼里面有良目，你从来都不知道呢？
Because you love yourself, that's the reason why.
因為你愛你自己，這個就是個原因。
Have you ever noticed that when, say, a mother loves a son, that son can never do anything wrong? He smashes other people's cars up, he does everything bad, and the mother just says, oh no, he's just a good boy, it's just an accident, he does this only occasion. She never sees his fault. When you love a person that much, you never see their fault.
你看到一個母親當愛他兒子的時候，你的兒子是曳到怎樣壞，他永遠都說他的兒子是非常好的，就算他撞爛人家車做其他很多不好的事，他都是說、我這個兒子是非常乖。為什麼？因為愛是遮蓋了其他人的不好處。
This is the reason why they say love is blind. Blind, you cannot see the faults. This kind of love, when you love yourself so much, you can't see your faults. Even a beam is sticking out of your eye, you don't notice that.
所以就為什麼愛呢 是盲目的，就是当就算我因为我们爱自己爱得那么多的时候，我们在我们眼里面有良目，我们都看不到。
But you, because you don't love the other person, you can see all their faults. You love your own child, your child has no faults. Other people's children are badly behaved, uneducated, their parents don't know how to bring them up. Everybody is bad, just look at my child, they're the finest in the world.
因为你爱自己爱你的儿子的时候，你就会说他是好的，其他的人你看他会就是完全没有教育，没有涵养，完全不知道你怎样教育他的生命。
You see then why the Lord Jesus says this. The reason for judging, the reason why we must not judge is precisely because it expresses this attitude of condemnation which no disciple should have in relation to another. We are here to love one another, not to be the superiors of other people.
所以我们看到我们为什么有耶稣基督教有一个教导，不要论断人，就是因为我们不应该去有这种批评人的态度， 你都会批评人家。
But somebody may say, ah, but you already said the Lord Jesus didn't mean that we should turn a blind eye to sin.
啊，但有啲人就会讲啊，咁但你已经讲咗，耶稣基督话我哋唔应该对罪咧系闭目唔睇嘅。
And nobody is sinless, so therefore you have plenty of ammunition.
而咧冇个人咧系冇罪嘅，所以咧咁你咧有好多嘅机会啦。
Doesn't it mean that I can look at everybody here and say, aha, this guy has sinned, so I'm going to criticize him. Jesus didn't say I should turn a blind eye to sin. So what about your sin? What about your sin?
我说啊，耶稣基督说我不应该是 对罪是麻木的，不看的。他说 你这个人没罪吗？这个人没罪，关你又怎样？
Now, if you argue like this, it just shows again you have not got the attitude right. The attitude must be the starting point.
啊，假如你咁样嘅嚟到嚟到辩论嘅话咧，咁啊，我哋可以睇到你嘅态度系唔啱。我哋首先嘅对应该我哋对付就系态度嘅问题。
You can see it all in the way people speak to you about these things。
你可以完全嘅睇到当人同你讲关于呢啲咁嘅事嘅时候。
If we truly love a person, we shall not use any kind of excuses to get at the other person.
假如我哋真正系爱任何一个人，就话我哋唔要用任何嘅借口嚟到系去讲关于呢个人事。
And so it is notable for those of us, for example, who study theology, it's very interesting. The liberal scholars are the most critical scholars there are. They are always ready to criticize everybody.
我哋好嗰啲读哲学嘅，我哋就可以睇到，特别嗰啲
新派，
新派嘅人，佢哋咧系成日都系喺度批评人嘅。
There is a virtue to criticize. They think that those of us who went into theology are trained to criticize. If you don't criticize, then you are no good theologian.
啊，嗰啲学哲学嘅人，佢哋咧系要训练佢点样嚟到批评人。假如你唔识得训练人，你系一个唔好嘅哲学家。
And so what do? They criticize Paul.They criticize John, they say Paul was mixed up here and there and so on. And all this they feel is the height of scholarship. That's the way we should talk.
So they also criticize Paul, they criticize John. Paul is a humble person.
In fact, for the liberal scholar, there is nobody sacrosanct. Everybody is criticized all the way from all the prophets right through all the apostles of the New Testament. Everyone is criticized. The liberal scholar has the right to criticize everyone.
嗰啲新派嘅嗰啲嘅神学家，佢哋咧系由圣经嘅全部由最低嘅一路个个咧佢都批评过。
And frankly, I tell you, although I read all their books, all the important books that are written by them, I sometimes feel a sense of disgust that really I put down in my marginal notes in those books sometimes.These guys are the only ones who think that they know more than Paul, and they know more than John, and more than Isaiah and Jeremiah. They know more than everybody. All the great pity about people like Paul and John was that they never had the privilege to sit at the feet of these great theologians of the 20th century. If only they had the privilege of being taught by these theologians, they would have been much greater than they are, according to these theologians.
假如咧，佢哋有咁嘅权利，有咁嘅机会，能够咧系俾呢啲新世纪嘅人嘅学者嚟到系教导嘅话咧，佢哋咧系会更加嘅成功。
And once we do that, of course, you will not be surprised if I tell you that they even criticize Jesus himself.
咁咧，当然你唔会好奇怪嘅，就系我会同你讲，佢哋咧唔单止系咧嚟到批评其他人，而且会批评耶稣基督。
You find then, you see, that there is no more limit. But once you take that attitude, where just do you stop?
所以喺呢度咧，我哋就冇咗限量嘅。当我哋将我哋嘅限制系拿开咗嘅时候，我哋唔知道去边度先至停止。
And so I say to you, brothers and sisters, take careful notice of the words of Jesus. And the right attitude Never think yourself, because I am a theologian, I am a scholar, my job is to criticize everybody else. God has never given you that job, so you can just as well consider yourself dismissed as of now.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋要唔好嚟批评人，唔好以为我系一个点样嘅神学家，一个学者，所以我有能力、有权利嚟批评人。因为耶稣基督从来冇俾过咁嘅责任俾你。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 15, the Apostle Paul warns the Galatians in these words. And he says this: If you bite and devour one another, take heed that you are not consumed by one another. It shows that the Galatian Christians had fallen into the error of not listening to Jesus' teaching here. They felt that we can all criticize one another, that's okay, that's our job. And Paul says, take heed that if you bite and devour, that is, eat one another, you're going to be eaten up by one another. There'll be nothing left at the end of it.
加泰斯同我哋，假如我哋互相爭拗嘅時候咧，我哋咧。Yeah,
if you are, Paul says there, if you bite, like a lot of animals in the arena, each biting the other, you're going to eat one or the other is going to eat the other up, you think?
假如我哋互相爭拗嘅時候咧，我哋就好似嗰啲野獸喺度互相爭拗一樣，我哋咧結果咧係咧啊，大家就消滅咗。
You think when people come into a church like this, what kind of witness, brothers and sisters, what kind of witness is it to other young Christians or to non-Christians?
弟兄姊妹，當我哋嚟到，假如我哋以咁嘅態度嚟到教會嘅時候，我哋有咩嘅對我哋年幼嘅弟兄姊妹有咩見證咧
？If we love God, if we love His people, if we love His church.Do we come into his church and say, well, I don't agree with you, and I don't agree with you, I don't agree with you? What kind of a witness is this?
假如你愛教會的話，你會不會來到這裡，你又跟那個我同你又不合意，我同那個又不合意，那個又不對，那這個在教會裡面的見證是什麼呢？
If you don't agree with him, go and talk it over with him. Solve the problem with him. You don't have to broadcast to everybody else you don't agree with it.
假如你同他有什麼不同意的話，你可以跟他去大家商量去解決了，你不需要周圍來到宣布呢啲嘢事。
Are we not concerned for the welfare of other Christians and the young and the non-believers?
係咪我哋對於嗰啲其他嘅弟兄姊妹、其他嗰啲未曾相信嘅人，佢哋嘅事我哋唔關心咧
？Did not the Lord Jesus say that hereby shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you love one another?
耶穌基督係唔係話從喺預約開始，你要俾每個人都知道？每個人都要知道你是我的門徒，你要彼此的相愛。
And we have seen that where there is criticism, there is not love.
我們都會看到，當我們在這裡有論證的時候，這裡就沒有愛。
And we must come now to our concluding point.
我們就到我們的結論點。
Here the Lord Jesus gives us both the warning and the incentive. The warning is this. He says here in this very passage in Matthew 7, by what measure you judge others, that's the measure you will be judged. What measure you give is the measure you get.
在这里耶稣给我们的警告又给我们的好处，就是我们警告我们，就是说我们不要去论断人，如果我们怎样论断人，我们也要怎样被论断。
Now I want to tell you that this is a fundamentally important principle for each one of us to understand.
这个是最基要的一点，我们呢所以每个都要学习到。
Here is a secret of the Christian life that you must grasp carefully tonight.
这个就是基督徒的最秘密的一点，关于我们的生命的最秘密的。
What is the secret?
那个秘密是什么呢？
It is that what you do is the way God is going to deal with you.
就是说你怎样做的时候，神就会怎样的来对待你。
How you deal with others is going to be the measure by which God is going to deal with you.
你怎样对待人，那个神就是怎样来对待你。
You apply that principle and you will see that it covers everything in the Christian life. It is the most important principle for every Christian to understand.
假如你能够这样做，认识到这样的话，你在每一样事在基督徒的生命里面，你都可以这样做。
If you don't forgive a brother, you won't be forgiven.
假如你唔原谅你嘅弟兄嘅话，你亦都唔会得到原谅。
You judge a brother, and God is going to judge you.
你判断你嘅弟兄嘅话，神都会判断你。
The more severely you condemn your brother, the more severely God is going to condemn you.
你更大嘅嚟到判断你嘅弟兄嘅话，神亦都更加嘅严厉嘅嚟到判断你。
That is a terrifying thing. That is the part of the warning of the Lord's teaching. And we find this principle applied in Scripture absolutely literally down to the last detail. Let me give you an example of this. David committed a very serious sin when he took another man's wife. Now, in terms of law, strangely enough, he could get away with it. The reason he could get away with it was because he was king. You see, he took this woman from her husband by what seemed to be a very legitimate manner. Because you see, as king, he was commander in chief of the army. And this woman's husband was an officer in his army. And more terrible is that this woman's husband was not only an officer, but a very dedicated and very fine officer in the army. So what he did in order to get his wife, David did an evil thing. He sent this man to the front line with orders to the commander-in-chief at the front line to put this woman's husband in the most dangerous spot in the battle. And he was killed in action. Did David do anything illegal? No, he was in his right. Under human law, he had done nothing wrong. And then, of course, since the woman's husband was dead, he was free to marry her. Again, nothing illegal. It's perfectly all right for a man to marry a woman whose husband is dead. But God's eyes was upon his heart. Although he was not guilty under human law, God's eyes saw David's heart. And what was the real reason he did all this? And the servant of God, Nathan, of whom we know absolutely nothing about, he was not a famous prophet at all. He came to speak to David. And Nathan said, I want to tell you, Your Majesty, I want to tell you about a certain case. And he explained this case to David, and David the king, of course, you see, the king was a judge as well. David passed judgment upon this case. And so David, here was the story. Nathan said, you see, there was a man who had one ewe lamb, that is a very young lamb. This ewe lamb is very precious, and he carried this ewe lamb in his bosom. It was very dear to him because that's the only one he had. And there came this wealthy man with many sheep. But he wanted this ewe lamb from the poor man. So he took by force this ewe lamb from this poor man.
所以呢佢就搶咗呢個貧窮人嘅羊啦。
And David was very angry.
所以大衛咧就非常之嬲怒啦。
You see, he can see the stick, but he can't see the beam.
你睇下佢睇到嗰啲嗰個箭，但係佢睇唔到個羊啦。
He was angry. What injustice for this man with so many sheep to take this poor man's one lamb?
真係呢度幾咁可有此理啊！佢呢個佢自己有咁多個羊啊，佢呢個貧窮嘅人，呢個可憐嘅人手裏面咧攞咗呢個細嘅羊。
He said, "I pronounce that he shall pay back fourfold."
我咧話咧佢咧，我判斷咧佢咧要咧係咧以四倍嘅賠償還。
In other words, he's taken one lamb, he's going to give him the poor man four back.
換句話講，佢就話佢攞咗佢呢個人一隻羊，佢而家要俾翻四隻俾佢。
And Nathan looked at David and said, "You are the man." What had happened? David had pronounced judgment on himself. He pronounced judgment, and Nathan said, "You are the man." The lamb that David had taken was that lamb that this officer was his. That was his wife, of course, that was pictured by this lamb.
So, the lamb that David had taken was that lamb.
And the Lord carried out the sentence exactly as David had pronounced it.
所以咧，神咧，根據大衛嘅判斷咧嚟到做。
David lost four sons. Consequently, it's amazing the word of God. The history of it is exact. David was required to pay according from his own judgment. Out of his own mouth, he was judged.
所以我睇下大衛。佢係失喪咗佢嘅兒子，我哋聽下點樣嘅奇妙。神根據大衛所嘅判定嚟到做，係佢意志到咧，佢係要償還佢所搶奪過嚟嘅。
In fact, the first son he lost was immediately followed only a few verses later on in the very second chapter of Second Samuel chapter 12 verses 5 and 6. You can read those words. Second Samuel 12, 5 and 6.
喺撒母耳記十二章。甚至下十二章嗰度就同大家講到，只係兩三節之後嗰度已經講到佢第一個兒子係喪掉。
And we find that by verse 14, his first son has been sentenced to die.
所以我睇到喺第十四節嗰度咧，佢嘅第一個兒子咧係被判斷係要受死。
And later on, we find that another son was killed by his own by the hand of another of David's sons. A tragedy in which they, in a fit of temper, one son killed another son.
咁咧喺最後咧，我哋睇到咧，佢另外一個兒子係被佢其他嘅一個兒子嚟到係殺掉咗。
And so on until David had paid with four sons.
咁啊就咁樣繼續落去，直到佢係咧以四個兒子嘅生命嚟到作價。
You can see then that out of your own mouth, by what measure you judge, you will be judged.
所以喺呢度睇到。從你的口裏面所判斷出來的，你就是要照咁樣嚟被判斷。
And so we can see the meaning of that story about the old man who was judging himself when he was looking what he thought was a picture but really was a mirror.
所以同樣我哋都可以睇到嗰個故事關於嗰個人去睇喺個睇個鏡嗰度嚟到喺度判斷嗰個鏡就睇判斷自己。
You see, your brother is your mirror. Your sister is your mirror.The moment you criticize your brother and your sister, you have pronounced judgment on yourself.
So, you see, your brother or sister is a mirror. If you look at your brother or sister, you have pronounced judgment on yourself.
So, this is the negative side, the warning that what measure you measure out to somebody else, he measured out fourfold, and he got back exactly what he had measured.
So, this is the negative side, the warning that what measure you measure
But there is also the encouragement side. That in what way you love and care for your brother and sister, in that same measure will God love and care for you. And here is the connection with last week's chapter. When your brother and sister is in need, and you help that brother and sister in his need, you can be sure that God, if you do it with the right attitude, of course, you can be sure that God will care for you in the same measure.
When your 弟兄姊妹佢哋係有需要嘅時候，你一個正當嘅態度嚟到
And so you find that the more you give to God, the more you get back from Him in terms of His love and His care and His spiritual blessings.
So I tell you, we give more to God,
And you can be sure also of this, that this brother or sister who helps other brothers and sisters in their financial needs will never themselves be in financial need. And the amazing thing you will find is that the more you help your brothers and sisters, even to the point of seemingly to put yourself in financial difficulty, you will find that God never lets you down. He sees to it that you will not be in want or in difficulty when you need it.
So when I do God, we will help our brothers and sisters.
And once you learn that lesson, you are never afraid to hold back in helping your brother and sister. There was a brother once who was in need. And another brother gave this brother some money to help him in his need. And having got this money, he went out and he ran into somebody who was even in greater need than himself. So not thinking of his own need, he gave it to the other person who had more need. You see why? Because, and then God just supplied him again the need that he had. The result is this, you see, there is never any shortage. The more you give, the more you have. This then is a principle that you find you can test it in everyday life. If you have the faith and the courage to test it. Because faith and courage go together. Many people, they are cowards because they haven't got faith. Many people want to know, how do I know that God is true? God gives you a principle right here for you to prove it. It's easy for you to test it. Isn't it wonderful that in the Bible, God doesn't challenge us to a blind faith? He takes us on and says, the more you give, the more you get. The measure you give, that's the measure you get. Well, you can prove that. That's very easy to prove. But don't prove it on the judgment side as David did. He pronounced the fourfold judgment and he got it. And don't try that side of it. So let us then take this lesson to heart that we have learned today, and this wonderful principle, the warning and the encouragement. Apply it, prove it, taste and see that God is good. Let us be quiet before God in prayer.